Having a beer, a brat, and a cheese platter on an afternoon in late September may not seem too out of the ordinary in the state of Wisconsin, but in Santa Rosa, California, it's a special occasion, one where people celebrate being from the Badger State. For decades, going back to the 1930s, transplanted Badgers have held an annual Wisconsin-themed picnic. The only known break has been World War II until this year and the global pandemic. Wayne Walski, originally from Milwaukee, is now living in Santa Rosa, California. He and his wife Mary co-organize the picnic. Wayne, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Well, give us the story, Wayne, of how you first started attending this picnic after you had moved out to California.
Yeah, I had a client at the time that found out I was from Wisconsin and asked me if I'd been to the picnic. This is in the late 80s, and I said no. His wife was a Menominee Indian, and anyway, they were picnic goers, been going for a number of years, and so he dragged me over there one September, and I got bit by the Wisconsin bug and been with the group, my wife and I, ever since.
Now, do you, when you get together with people from Wisconsin there in California, do you feel that sense of community? You got this this one important thing in common with everybody there?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think there's a little bit of homesickness in the group, missing in many ways their native state, and get talking. And, you know, there's always fish stories or rainy picnic stories or things like that. And then all of a sudden, that's kind of curious, I find myself and others talking with a Wisconsin accent and doing it for weeks afterwards.
I remember one time stumping somebody in San Francisco when I was at a movie theater and asked where the bubbler was. Does this come out for you all out there?
That's a dead giveaway.
All right. What kind of things do you do at this picnic to celebrate Wisconsin?
Well, we, you know, about 25 years ago, California out here was boasting about how good their cheese was. Because they had friendly, happy cows because they never had any bad weather. So we decided we couldn't take that sitting down. So we organized a cheese tasting contest, which we've had for the last 20 years, blind cheese tasting of everybody that shows up to the picnic and deciding who's got the best cheese. So we've had everything in from cheddar, of course, to baby Swiss, to Gouda, and we've had a lot of fun with it over more than 20 years. So Wisconsin versus California in a cheese tasting contest is a big kind of an attraction for us.
Does Wisconsin usually do at least pretty well in the contest?
Well, we never lose when it comes to cheddar because the folks out here, they don't age their cheddar. I guess they're kind of impatient to get it to market, so... But we, it's pretty much 50-50 because we try to move it around as different kinds of cheeses. And, you know, California does have some happy cows, apparently, but we're more than holding our own.
Talking to Wayne Walski, originally from Milwaukee, now he's in Santa Rosa, California. He co-organizes now this annual Wisconsin-themed picnic there. It's been going on for over 80 years now. Now, Wayne, I know it's a bummer this year because of the pandemic. You put it on hold this year. Are you finding other ways to stay in touch with the people you might have met up with at the picnic?
Well, we have a committee of people. It's not just my wife and I. We've got a group of about 12 people who are very active in supporting this thing. It takes a lot of time and effort to put it together. We have a raffle. We raffle off a lot of Wisconsin-type, what I call gewgaws, everything from Packer paraphernalia to Badger to UW Milwaukee to, you know, coffee cups that look like dairy cows. And we package all that up and have a raffle. We have a polka band. We have the tasting. And then, of course, we tee off with the brats and corn and beer. So it's quite an undertaking. And fortunately, we have a real good support group we've had for, 25 years that makes this come together. We're pretty proud of how we get it done.
Now, we asked our listeners to weigh in on Facebook. If they've been away from Wisconsin or are away from Wisconsin, what they miss most, what they need to recreate the magic. Dean wrote that I've lived in Mexico for 10 years. I miss the bike trails, state parks, brats, and long summer days. Dean says, I don't miss winter. Well, you mentioned you get the brats down there. How about when people reminisce? They're in California. Do people miss winter? Do you?
No, but you have the appreciation for it. It's kind of like we're all combat veterans because Californians don't know anything about real weather. So we talk about it in some of the, you know, the younger people may not, their folks are from Wisconsin. The kids have never been in snow or sustained cold. So, you know, we kind of put on the attitude that we're tougher than you. And the snow is always deeper when it's years later, so, and some of the other stuff is deeper too. But one of the things we really enjoy is we have this big map of Wisconsin, and when you come in, you get a name tag. You got to put your hometown on it, and then people gather around this map, invariably, and point to where they're from, and have these tell lies or maybe even some factual things about where they're from and why they're better than. Menominee's better than Eau Claire or whatever it may be. So that's a lot of fun. And, of course, we also congregate around the half barrel of beer.
Now, we had Tim write Belt's Ice Cream in Stevens Point, among other things, and Gary mentioned frozen custard. We mentioned cheese. You get some Wisconsin cheese there. Do you get some Wisconsin frozen dairy products down there sometimes?
Oh, yeah. We've got a gal named Becky Ennis who's a UW grad, and she gets this ice cream every year, which is made in Madison, and I believe it's a
is that the Babcock
University
Hall?
Product.
Yep.
Babcock Hall, I think it's called. So, yeah, that's a real treat. That's dessert after the brats.
All right. Another one a listener mentioned was fresh cheese curds, warm. Do you have curds, fresh or deep fried?
No, we don't do the curds. I don't know. Curds are the sort of thing that must have come on after we left Wisconsin in the mid-70s. But what we do have is we encourage people to bring a side dish. So we get a lot of really exotic potato salads and other things that, you know, Grandma taught one of our picnic goers how to make years ago in Wisconsin, and that's always a real treat. We have about three lengths of picnic tables with all the side dishes.
I got to ask, do you know how this whole thing got started, what, 80-plus years ago?
I do not, and, you know, nobody's around from that time. We've got some folks who have been around since the early 70s, but why it got started, I couldn't tell you. My guess is that it was people getting homesick. And when I came out here to Sonoma County, there were a lot of people, relatively speaking, from Wisconsin. You know, this used to be a dairy county. Now we're primarily wine, but we had a lot in common here with Wisconsin in terms of dairy cattle, much of which has moved away. But I don't know the specific reason why, and I'm not even sure 1939 was the first year. That's the first year that the guest book has.
Now, you mentioned Wisconsin. People actually went there from Wisconsin. Their kids show up at this. Do you welcome people who want to check it out, even if they don't have a direct tie to your home state?
Oh, yeah. We advertise this thing as Wisconsinite, open to Wisconsinites and Wisconsin wannabes. And there are a lot of those there. You know, we get this, even though this is 49er territory, we get Packer fans out here that show up in are pretty impressed with what we do.
Yeah, do you ever get non-Packer fans or people who are fans of, I don't know, a rival team showing up?
Oh, yeah, we got a friend of mine that shows up. He's a Bear fan.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, we threaten him, put him in a cage, and parade him around the picnic grounds. So, otherwise, yeah, we get people from other states because they don't have picnics. We're from Wisconsin, so we have a picnic. And that's what we're famous for.
Now, what do you miss yourself, Wayne, about being here in Wisconsin?
Well, primarily the Little Lakes. I get back every summer and enjoy the Little Lakes up north. You know, it's California's got a lot to offer, but that's one thing it doesn't have is Little Lakes like Wisconsin and Minnesota have. So I hope your listeners are cherishing those Little Lakes because that's what I miss the most.
Now, again, you had to give it a pass this year. Are you maybe planning, hopefully it's up and running next year, on you know, an extra special one to make up for lost time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I haven't put that together yet. We just sent out the postcard saying, see you next year. We'll think of something to pep it up. And we usually have a new wrinkle of some sort every year or two. So we'll try to do the same. The only thing that holds us back a little bit is we're in a public picnic area and we're limited to less than 200 people. I mean, one year we had 350 people show up here, and it was actually miserable for the committee people because we spent the whole day running around town trying to get more brats and beer.
It's an important mission, Wayne. Thanks so much for staying in contact with us here in Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin. Thanks for the call.
Wayne Walski is a Milwaukee native resident of Santa Rosa, California. Now he co-organizes an annual Wisconsin-themed picnic in Santa Rosa. It's been canceled this year for the first time in decades because of the pandemic. It originally started as far ago as 1939, maybe longer. That's as far back as records go.